Hey, this is Ron Jacobs for Endpoint TV. Today I'm going to show you an AJAX-enabled WCF service. I've got here a little starter project that's going to do a calculation, a series of calculations on two numbers. And so what we're going to do here is right-click on the project, and we're going to add a new item. Now, I want to add an AJAX-enabled WCF service. So when this thing comes up here, just search in the installed templates, and I'll type AJAX. It's the easiest way to find this. And there it is, our AJAX-enabled WCF service. So I'll type in the name, calculator. Okay, and then Visual Studio does all of the work here to generate my service for me. And so you see I've got a kind of a simple placeholder service with a do work method. Now we've actually created a class to return the results. I'm calling it math result, and it just has four public fields for sum, difference, product, and quotient. It's just a plain old CLR class, nothing special about it. So what I'm going to do is change the signature of this method here to return a math result, and we'll call this doMath. Okay, and so just clean up, we'll get rid of this comment here, and then what we'll do is we'll return a new math result, and then I'll use some initialization syntax to fill in its properties. Well, first I'm going to need some parameters, so we'll have a double N1 and a double N2, okay? And then I can just do sum equals N1 plus N2, then difference equals N1 minus N2. Don't you love these sample services? And then product equals N1 times N2, and then quotient equals N1 divided by N2. Okay, and semicolon that, there's our service. It's pretty simple. There's no error handling, by the way. If you divide by zero, you will get an error. And we've modified the script code to handle that error. Okay, so that's cool. Now let's look at the web config. This was all generated for me by the template. And what you see is it's added in here a service for me called calculator. And the important thing about this service is that it uses the web HTTP binding. This binding is a non-SOAP binding. It's more of a RESTful binding. And we've added this behavior called enable web script here. And that behavior is going to make this service work wonderfully with ASP.NET AJAX. So that's kind of the next step that we want to look at is what's in our ASPX page. So let's right-click on that and say View Markup. Now the first thing we're going to need to do is register our service with the Script Manager. So I'm going to have to add a form tag, so I'm just going to paste in some code here. And you see here I've got a form, and inside the form tag I've got an ASP script manager. And inside that I list the services that I intend to call from my script. Now, I've already pasted this in here, but just to show you, it's kind of cool. If I delete the name of this script, the path there, I get IntelliSense to help me set the path and all that. That's, you know, of course you would expect that, right? All right, so that's pretty cool. Now, if we go up here to the function, I'm going to just new up a proxy. Now, WCF, the script manager will emit a proxy in JavaScript for me to use. So I can new up this calculator. I can call doMath here, and I can pass in the arguments. Now, I've already retrieved the text, so I need to parse float on N1 and then parse float on N2. And then our script also has the on success and on fail. So you know, you can get those methods there. They just deal with updating the controls on the browser page. Now the cool thing is I can set a breakpoint here, and then I can come over to my calculator service, and I can also set a breakpoint here. And then we'll go back to the ASPX page and fire this up. You will see it running here in the local, the ASP.NET development server. And there's our page. So if I click Perform Calculation, we get a nice breakpoint here. I get IntelliSense over the JavaScript so I can see what's going on. I can hit F5, and now I'm in my WCF code and, you know, all the things you would normally expect in the debugger there. And I continue on, and there's the result. So you can see it's really, really simple to create a service that you can call from JavaScript in your browser. And so party on, man. Why should you do full-on page postbacks when you can do something as simple as this? And the result feels so much snappier in the browser. So I hope you enjoyed that. For Endpoint TV, I'm your host, Ron Jacobs.